Rav Shor has a beautiful piece in Halakhot V'aliv of Tammuz Av called Gimel Shabbosos Bein HaMitzarim, the three Shabbosos of Bein HaMitzarim. I want to talk about a specific aspect when it comes down to Shabbos Parshas Matos Masei. Our learning Shemitz Chus V'Forshah from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Pesor Shechoy Yisrael. Rav Shor quotes Rav Tzadok HaKohen, who writes in Parshas Pinchas last week in Os Ches, that the Shalosh Haftoros, the Parnisa, are the three Haftoros that we have during the 3 weeks of the Bein HaMitzarim. They're known as Divrei Shimu and Chazon. And he says that they're, each one of them are coming to me talking three, one of our senses. Divrei was last week. Dibor. As the Pesukim said, Yirmiyahu, Divrei Yirmiyahu. Then we read Maseh, right? When Pinchas falls out by itself, we read, when there's Matos Mat, we read actually the Haftorah for, we read Matos and Maseh together, we read Matos by Pinchas. So Divrei for Dibor, attacking the Dibor. Says of Tzadok, Shimu is this week's, is Maseh's Haftorah. It's been attacking our Shmia, our listening skills. And then Shabbos Chazon is the, our, their Koach, our Tikkun, to be able to see. So I want to talk about becoming good listeners. What does it mean to be a good listener? Says of Shor, at the end of the day, you want to know something? You don't want to know what Divrei Shimu and Chazon is? Divrei Shimu and Chazon are the three relationships that a Jew has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with himself and with Klal Yisrael. And let's explain from the words of the Grah that Rav Shor quotes. Rav Shor quotes the Vilna Gaon, who explains that the world stands on three things. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim are the three things that complete a person. And he says, what is Torah? Torah completes a person, right? When we learn Torah, the Torah comes inside of us. We become Yisrael, become part of the Jewish people. As the Chazal said, Yeshishim Ribu Osius the Torah. We connect to our Os and Torah. When it comes to davening, that's our Ben Adam L'Makom relationship. And when it comes to Chesed, obviously that's Ben Adam L'Chaver. But, says Rav Shor, he takes the Vilna Gaon's words of the Torah is our relationship with ourselves, of connecting to our true self by learning Torah, finding our Os and Torah, and davening, connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Ben Adam L'Chaveros Chesed. He says those three are connected, Divrei Shimi and Chazon. Divrei Yirmiyahu is the words. That's Ben Adam L'Chavero. Shimi is the Lashon to be able to hear. To be able to hear. Shmiya Hitikun Adam Latzos Liklot Besocha Adam L'Kaba Ha'ariz HaTorah L'Socho. To be able to hear the Torah, to hear someone's plight. To be able to hear the Torah, to hear your O's calling out to you. That's Ben Adam L'Atzmo. And Chazon. Chazon to be able to see is that's Ben Adam L'Makom. And then Chazon is Ben Adam L'Makom, which he classifies as Tefillah. Not to say that this is the Shabbos of only Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Obviously, Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Atzmo, Ben Adam L'Makom, and Torah, Tefillah, and Gemil Chasem, they're always. Divrei Shimu Chazon, they're always. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize that these three, it's not just Stam. It says of short, Divrei. Divrei was last week, Ben Adam L'Chaver, the way we talk to each other. Shimi is Ben Adam L'Atzmo, we take the Torah, that the Torah should have an impact on our lives. And Chazon is Ben Adam L'Makom, we're able to see the Re'iyah, we're able to see. Not to be able to bring it home. What is the avoda of Shimi, of Ben Adam La'atzmo? And Rav Shor really talks about how it's connected to Koyach HaTorah, but I want to be able to say, bring it to a different, maybe to bring it back to Ben Adam L'chaveiro. The Bavish Rebbe notes in the Kutei Sichos Chav Gimel, the Pasuk in this week, in our second parsha, Lama Gimel Lama Chesed, he talks about Aaron HaKohen's yard site, and he died on the first day of the fifth month. And the Rebbe asked, he died in Parshas Chukas, why are we mentioning you over here? And says the Rebbe, you want to know why? Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Aleph Yud Beis, that Aaron, we have to be a Talmid of Aaron HaKohen. To be a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen. Oy, Shalom, Rav, the Torah. He loved peace, he pursued peace, he loved people, and he brought them closer to the Torah. Says the Rebbe, we always read Matos Masa in the 3 weeks. The Rebbe Shalom wants to tell us, specifically now, when we enter into the 3 weeks and getting closer to the 9 days, it's not just Stam that Aaron HaKohen's yard site is Rosh Chodesh Av. It's specifically on Rosh Chodesh Av. People for us to be able to understand, it's time for us to become a little like Aaron HaKohen. To Oiv Shalom Barod Shalom. Oiv Shalom Barod Shalom. You want to know how to love people? This is my vort. This is my, if I could be able to say one added thing. You want to know how to become an Aaron HaKohen Jew? Start listening. Start listening. Instead of trying to give answers and excuses, trying to bring solutions, listen. Right? That's like the main thing now. It will be become educated in the world. Yes, we should become educated what's going on in the world. What's going on in the African American world? And the same way they're going to become educated, we should become educated in their history. They're hopefully, Bezos Germany, going to become educated in the Holocaust history, in the Jewish anti-Semitism that we went through. But says the Rav Trev, you want to know why Dafka it happens that we mention Aaron Kohen Zerata, and not just because Stam it happened in one of the places they went to. Could just, but why is it mentioned in New York right now? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to tell us, make sure you become an Aaron Kohen Jew, especially during the 9 days. And how do you become a love of peace? How do you love people? By listening to people. Right? Rav Shor says, Rav Shor says his own thing, that Shimi has been Adam La'atzmo. A person that become a listener, you have to listen to yourself. But maybe we could say becoming a listener, becoming a true listener, is when you actually, a true giver, is when you give your ear. Instead of using your mouth and try to come with solutions to problems. Sometimes half of the solution is just listening to the words. Obviously, if you have, you have what to say, for sure. But when it comes down to when people sometimes they just need an ear to be able to listen to their problems, to be able to listen to their challenges, just be able to hear. This is a really short quote from Rav Tzadok. These are the 3 weeks of Ben HaMitzarim, the Shabbat, the Haftaros of Divri Shimon Chazon, the tikkun of our speech, the tikkun of listening and hearing and seeing. And he says that Divri is Ben Adam L'Chaveru, Shimi is Ben Adam L'Matzmo, and Chazon is Ben Adam L'Makom. And the Gra says that Torah Bodeg Mitzvotim, Torah is Ben Adam La'atzmo. Torah is Ben Adam La'atzmo. We fill ourselves, we connect our oaths to the Torah. Gemilchas Chasadim is our connecting Ben Adam L'Chaveru, and Avodah is connecting us to Chodesh Baruch Hu. These are the weeks we have to work on these three relationships and work on our tikkun, our dibor, our listening and our seeing. Just to be able, the one maestro that I just saw, that Archel came out, Rabbi Saul Besser, one of my favorite authors, came out with a great book from Rabbi David Trenk. Listen to this maestro to blow you away. I think it's everything we said tonight. A barcha was suspended from yeshiva and told to go home. Rather than put him on a bus late at night, Rabbi Trenk drove him home. It was worth it to get this safer just for this story. Throughout the trip, the boy kept murmuring, "My father's going to kill me. He's going to be so angry. I'll never survive this." They've reached Brooklyn and then turn onto the boy's block. "My father's going to kill me," the boy said miserably as they pulled up. Rabbi Trenk said to him, "Go sit down on the steps. You have to go home," as he slowed down in front of the house. The boy shuffled out of the car and sat down on the steps as Rabbi had instructed him. Rabbi Trenk pulled away and reversed the car after a few moments and stopped the car in front of the house. "Get back in. You went home. The suspension is over," he said, and headed back to yeshiva. Rabbi Trenk saw that he had a tikkun. He saw that this boy understood what he did wrong. And just the fact that he went to his parents' steps, and he had a little busha, and had a little a sincere, genuine feeling, Rabbi Trenk said, now it's time to be able to come back. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us that the more we're sincere and genuine with our relationship with Chodesh Baruch Hu, the more sincere and genuine we are with the relationship with each other, the more we're sincere and genuine we are with the relationship with ourselves, Chodesh Baruch Hu will be able to bring us home to this chusama of the Koyachan and the Vim, of Divri Shimon Chazon, will be Zochab Ez Hashem to have Shabbos Chazon. As the Abdur Rebbe says, Shabbos Chazon is the ultimate Shabbos of the entire year. It's the Koyach of Mashiach. She always Zochab Ez Hashem to flood Ben Gurion Airport, flooded all the airports of Ez Hashem to come to Yerushalayim. Mesiat Hashem Mashiach Sakino. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.